Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I am nothing, you are all, come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood, to think in my intellect. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again. Today we will continue with volume 21. The next passage comes from April 3rd, 1927, and the title is Effects of a Love Which Loves Freely and Effects of a Love Force. How the acts done in the divine will are full, complete, and exuberant. Luisa Picarreta writes, while I was all afflicted because of his privation and almost petrified by the pain of seeing myself forgotten by my beloved Jesus, he came out from within my interior, and leaning his hands on my shoulders, he placed his head upon my breast and breathed intensely. He said to me, everyone is waiting for your acts. And while breathing, he drew all of my acts done in his divine will into himself and added, my daughter, the acts done in my will are my acts. This is why I have come to take them with my breath. As I breathe upon your breast, everyone awaits these acts of yours, because they are my own acts. And I go around spreading them throughout all creation in order to receive in the whole universe the honor of a free act of a creature. As the will of a creature comes into mine and operates freely, not by force, I receive the honor of a free will, which is the greatest honor for me, which benefits me as God. Everyone awaits these acts done in the divine will because they are his own acts. In this passage, we see how our Lord brings from within Luisa all the acts that she has done in the divine will, and he goes around spreading them through all creation, he says, and he receives praise, glory, honor, and adoration for these acts done in his divine will. And he says, everybody is waiting. Why? Because through these acts, God is being glorified, and God receives on behalf of all the creatures, and also everybody is being affected by these acts. The divine will brings everything together. Notice that Jesus brings from within Luisa Picarreta all her acts done in the divine will, and he says everybody is waiting for these acts. He goes throughout all creation in order to receive in the whole universe the honor of a free act. That through these acts done in the divine will, our Lord receives on behalf of everybody. And by receiving, he's being glorified. By receiving, everybody benefits. In another passage of the Book of Heaven, in volume 19, May 31st, 1926, our Lord says the following about the acts done in the divine will by the Blessed Mother. Her smallest acts done in the unity of this light were superior to the greatest acts and to all the acts of all souls combined. Acts done in the divine will are superior than all the acts of all souls combined. This is what our Lord Jesus tells us in this passage. So that's why everybody is awaiting for these acts. Let's continue. A free will which loves me and which voluntarily annihilates itself in order to do my will and to operate in it is the great portent of creation, for which all things were created, because these were to serve this will, free, not force, to love me. And the will, having dominion over all things and enjoying the whole creation, was to serve as the will of all created things. In fact, these do not have a will. However, the creature was to serve as will for them. The creature was supposed to give on their behalf to God. Because they don't have voice, they don't possess voice. But the creature was supposed to glorify God on their behalf. That's why we see in the prayer of St. Francis, of in the Canticle of Daniel. That Daniel goes all throughout creation, in and through creation, glorifying, praising God on behalf of all created things. Let's continue. So that her will and her free love toward her Creator might be present in each created thing. Only in my will can the human will diffuse in everything. In order to give this love so great to its Creator, only in the divine will can the creature bring everything to God, everything back to God. Only in the divine will can the creature embrace everything to give back to God on behalf of everybody. And only in the divine will can the creature correspond to God in a perfect way, as Adam and Eve were corresponding to God before the fall. The divine will brings closeness, and the divine will, when it's operating in the creature, it also expands the capacity of the creature to receive. In other part of the Book of Heaven, in volume 26, June 4, 1929, our Lord says, "My daughter, as man's soul keeps operating in my will, so much more does my will expand within it, and in such a way that for each additional act the soul accomplishes in my will produces that much more growth within it." It is the divine will that produces the growth in our soul, is what our Lord is saying. The divine life can be seen growing within the soul, is what our Lord says. And the divine life grows within the soul. And the more acts we are doing, the more acts we do in the divine will, the more acts we accomplish in the divine will, the more the will of God grows, the will of our Heavenly Father grows in us, in our souls. That's why it's so important in the morning to do our prevenial act, to do the prevenial act so that everything will be placed, so that our souls will be disposed to operate in the divine will, so that the divine will be able to operate in us. It is important to be in the state of grace. It is important to go to the sacrament of confession, to receive Holy Communion, to dispose our souls to receive this gift, to do the prevenial act and the actual act in which we fuse ourselves in the divine will to do everything that is not a sin. Let's continue. "My daughter, a will which does not love me freely, but by force, means distance between the creature and the Creator. It means slavery and servitude. It means dissimilarity. This donation of the divine will to the Creator has to be accompanied with love." This is what our Lord says. It has to be freely given with love. It cannot be forced, because then the Lord is not able to receive it. The Lord doesn't force us. He doesn't want forced things. He wants us to give and to submit our will to Him, to surrender our will to Him with love, in love, so that He will be able to operate in us, so that He will be able to sanctify us, so that He will be able to remain in our souls. Because the divine will, He says, brings similarity with Him. The divine will brings union with Him. On the other hand, a free will which does mine means union between the soul and God. It means sonship. It means that whatever belongs to God belongs to her. It means similarity of sanctity, of love, of manners, so much so that whatever one does, the other does as well. Wherever one is, the other is also. This is why I created man with free will, to receive this great honor which befits God. I will not know what to do with a will that loves me and sacrifices itself by force. Even more, I don't even recognize it, nor does it serve any reward. So this is why all my aims are upon the soul who spontaneously lives in my will. He doesn't know what to do with those souls who do not give freely their will to Him, who give their will by force. He doesn't want this. He says, because force, love is of men, not of God. because men contempt themselves with appearances and do not go deep inside into the goal of the will in order to have a sincere and loyal love, just like a king who is satisfied with the subjection of his subjects because he has his own army prepared and he does not care whether the will of his soldiers is far away from him. However, if their will is far away, he may have the army, but he will not be safe because it can be an army which is plotting against his crown and his life. False love is of men, not of God. God gives us freely and he wants us to freely give back to him what he has given us, this greatest gift that now he is bestowing upon our times, upon ourselves. During this time, the gift of living in divine will is for everybody, but he wants us to freely surrender ourselves to him in love so that he will be able to operate in us. Our free will has to be given to him in love. This is exactly what the first commandment says: love your God with all your heart and all your soul, all your strength. And by giving our will to God freely, we are glorifying him. We could say that we are fulfilling the first commandment by giving back our will to him, because we are loving him freely and we are allowing him to do everything in us. This is the way he wants us to love him, in freedom, in love, so that he will be sure that we will not pull back, so that he will be sure that all his gifts that he wants to deposit upon our souls will be safe, that this gift that he wants to give us, the gift of living in the divine will grow in us and it will be safe. If we do this, this gift will sanctify us. This gift will glorify God on behalf of all his creation. So let us turn to God and let us ask him to give us the grace to surrender our wills to him. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with his love so that with this same love that he has deposited in our hearts and our souls in the day of our baptism and confirmation, which is the Holy Spirit, with this same love we will be able to love God the Father and the Son. We could say this following prayer: Heavenly Father, I love you with your will. Jesus, I love you with your will. Holy Spirit, I love you with your love. Heavenly Father, I love you with the love of the Holy Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I love you with the love of the Father and the Son. Lord Jesus, I love you with the love of the Father and the Holy Spirit. In love, God wants to receive this gift, our free will. A master may have many slaves, however, if they do not serve him willingly, but out of necessity, out of convenience, out of fear, or to collect their wage, these servants who eat of his bread may be his fierce enemies. But your Jesus, who sees the depth of the will, does not contempt himself with appearances. And if this will spontaneously wills and lives in my will, my glory, the whole creation is safe, because it is possessed not by servants, but by my children, who love so much the glory of their celestial fathers, as to be ready and feel honored to give their lives for love of him. This gift brings us closer to God. This gift of living in divine will gives glory to God on behalf of all creation. And the souls who spontaneously, who lovingly, who freely give their lives, their will to God in freedom, they are the children that bring glory to our Heavenly Father, to our Celestial Father. And these are the children who give their life to our Heavenly Father in every single act. Because when the will of God operates in every single act that we do, those acts have the potency of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. They carry divine life within them to glorify God, to praise Him, to adore Him. That's why we should not waste any of our acts. We should always, at the first moment in the morning, we should immerse ourselves in the divine will, and we should do the prevenial act, expressing our desire to live in the divine will, our desire to operate in the divine will throughout the day. And the same when we go to bed, immerse ourselves in the divine will, our desire, express our desire to sleep in the divine will. The divine will is welcome to operate in us, in our souls. Afterwards, I fell all immersed in the eternal fiat, and my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, in my will, all acts are done in the fullness of light. Therefore, they are acts filled with all goods. These acts are complete acts in such a way that nothing must be missing, and they are so exuberant as to overflow for the good of all. These acts done in the divine will, they have the power to reflect light back to all souls in the past, to glorify God on their behalf, and to those in the present to give glory to God on their behalf too, and even for those in the future. These acts open the way for those who will come, that they will be able to understand this gift in a better way. So God, through this gift, is being glorified on behalf of all creatures. That's why these acts are so complete, also because they carry, again, the potency of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. So they have the seal of the Blessed Trinity within them. These acts are complete acts in such a way that nothing must be missing, and they are so exuberant as to overflow for the good of all. See, as you were calling in my will, my celestial mama, the angels and the saints to love me. See, as you were calling in my will, my celestial mama, the angels and the saints to love me, I felt the love of my mama, the love of the angels, the love of all heaven, being repeated in you. Imagine, through these acts, God feels the love of the Blessed Mother, the love of the angels, the love of all heaven, the love of all the saints, being repeated. As you were calling the sun, the heavens, the stars, the sea, and all created things around me, in order to give me the love and the glory of my works, I felt everything I did in creation, the sun, the heavens, the stars, the sea, as well as all the love I release in the whole creation, being repeated in you. He feels the same love, the same joy that he felt when he first created the sun, the stars, the moon, when he first created us. When we do acts in the divine will, this is what he's saying. He feels the same joy, the same love as he were creating this. Therefore, the soul who lives in my will is the repeater of my acts, and by locating them, she gives me all that I have given to her. And how your Jesus enjoys receiving from the littleness of the creature the honors, the love, and the glory of his own acts, which are full, complete, and exuberant. These acts done in the divine will, they have the capacity to give to God on behalf of everybody. That's why he loves them. That's why he wants all of us to be able to live in the divine will. In other passage of the Book of Heaven, this comes from volume 13, February 2nd, 1927, our Lord says the following, "My daughter, you must know that acts done in my will are like the sun. Everyone receives the light, the heat, and the benefits that the sun contains, and one cannot prevent another from enjoying its benefits. The past generations await them so as to receive the dazzling light of my will in everything they have done. The present generations await them so as to feel themselves invested by its light and flourish within it. The future generations await them for the fulfillment of the good that they will do. In a word, my will is myself, and the acts done in my will always circulate within the timeless will of eternity to become the life, the light, and the heat of all things. These acts have the power to impact everybody. That's why our Lord loves those creatures, those souls who do acts in the divine will, who immerse themselves in divine will, because these acts done in divine will, they possess all the goods. We, through these acts, are able to give to God everything He has given us. Complete acts done in the divine will, complete acts done in the eternal fear, glorify God on behalf of everybody. The soul has to be transformed and become one with God. And the way it is transformed and become one with God is by being in the state of grace, going to the sacrament of confession, going to receive Holy Communion, immersing yourself in the divine will by reading the writings of Luisa Picaretta, because by reading these writings, you will expand your knowledge. You will come to know the truth, the light, that comes from these writings. Your knowledge about the divine will, your intellectual knowledge will expand, as well as your love for these writings, and the love for God will expand in your soul. That's why it is important not to waste, my brothers and sisters, any act. You must immerse yourselves in the divine will. You must do your prevenial act, your actual act. You must always be vigilant to be in the state of grace. You must always do the best you can, all the efforts you can, to be always in the state of grace, so that God can be able to work in you, so that your soul will be disposed to receive this greatest gift that God has given us through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. It is important to do the rounds of creation also, because as he says in this passage, he feels the joy, the love that he first felt when he was creating the whole universe. Let us finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your divine will. We give you thanks for the gift of Luisa Picaretta in the church, her writings about the gift of living in the divine will. We ask you to expand our capacity to understand this gift, to live in this gift, that you may be glorified, and that we in return may be sanctified. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.